Performing in the He Said, She Said tour. On the phone right now is Kim Whitley and David Arnold. They're performing in their hometown of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, David Arnold.
Good morning, y'all.
What's up, people? Hey, Tom. I ain't seen you in a long time. Hey, Jay.
That's right.
Why you say it like that? Was there something between you and Jay, Kim Whitley?
No, I tried, Sharon.
She ran, man.
I took her to my house, Sharon. Showed her my house. Everything wasn't right. Go ahead.
No, let me just share it. It was cute. It was a nice big old house. It wasn't ready. It was missing a couple walls. But when I saw that, when I saw this fool sit down at a sewing machine, I was gone. I was like, is he sewing?
He lost all cool points for you there.
Girl, I thought he was going to start crocheting in a minute. I was like,
And Dave, you work with Jay too?
I work with Jay on the Ricky Smiley show.
I'm sorry.
Jay was one of the stars of the Ricky Smiley show. Jay gave me the name the light-skinned Hitler.
Why?
Because I was always agitated, but Jay didn't understand. I was agitated because he couldn't remember his lines. You know what I'm saying? Every 5 minutes, Jay be like, I'm sorry, what's that? What's that next line? I'm like, the line is no, Jay. That's all it is. He says no. He can't remember nothing.
Oh, my God.
We're barely able to get him to work on time, David. Right.
You two together, this has got to be great. You two together.
We saw the germ of this on Raising Whitley.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. When you
tell us about it.
Please.
Well, one thing is we were doing something that people haven't done in years. It's two comics on stage.
George Burns and Grace Gallen, a male and female comedian, been on stage together like this performing.
Yes. Wow. So you two are on stage together.
Yeah, Kim does her thing, then I go up and do my thing, and then we go back up together, and we perform together on stage. And it came out of Kim and I came in and did a guest spot on Kim's show, Raising Whitley, on OWN Network, and it just...
we just keep on going.
The feedback was so great from the fans that we were like, Kim, let's just keep going. So we started a tour about a month ago. We were up north in Northern California. And now we said, let's come home. So we're back here in Cleveland.
How's it going, guys? How's it going?
It's going great.
It really is going great. But we're trying to make sure that people really come out in Cleveland because it's our hometown. This is the one that we really want. Because if this don't work in Cleveland, I'm quitting.
I want you to know Kim quit every day.
I do.
Kim quit after every show. After every show, like, you know, we all comedians. So, you know, you'll do two shows in a night sometimes.
Yes.
Kim, after we say goodnight, Kim, I'm like, Kim, we got to go back because we're getting ready to do another show. We got to do it again.
I got to say the same thing. Let me tell you, I quit. I quit one time in the middle of the show. I was exhausted.
Hey, now, Kim?
You might
want to catch that second show because she might fall asleep in the middle of her set.
Earlier, we were promoting that you were going to be on, and Sherry Shepherd said, Kim Whitley tried to tell me.
Kim was my bridesmaid. Kim Whitley was my bridesmaid.
And she tried to tell her.
But I did it in sign language. I think that's where I went wrong.
When I was walking down the aisle, Kim.
Did you see when that left eye started twitching?
Kim was the only one. Kim Whitley had, they picked out their dresses, and Kim came out in all full bosomed glory. All my uncles fell out and almost had a heart attack. At Kim's curvaceous sexiness in the bridesmaids. She upstaged the bride, which was me.
There's no way.
But she tried
to tell you, Sherry?
Kim Whitley tried to tell me, and I didn't listen, and I love you for still being my friend.
Absolutely.
Not saying I told you so.
No, because let me tell you something about women. You got to stick by them. Sometimes we got to learn our own lessons.
Sounds like something's going to be on the stage on Saturday night.
There you go.
Let me tell you the best story for me with Sherry Shepherd. Sherry, and Sherry probably don't know this story. Sherry, you made me become a better comedian one night.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you the story. Kim used to host a room at Sarah's in L.A. Remember this? Sherry was on stage. She had just gotten divorced, and she was on stage talking about it.
Yeah.
The material wasn't even worked out. And when I tell you, she's up here murdering with the truth.
Yeah.
I'm standing back there looking at my notes about McDonald's and Subway sandwiches.
I remember that night.
When I tell you, I took my whole set and threw it in the street.
I
had to go on stage and follow that realness.
Yeah.
And that was the night that Kim saw me because her parents saw me, and it was laughing. I was like,
and that's the first time I thought you were funny.
And that night was the night I realized I got to go on stage with the truth.
Yeah.
And that's exact. And that's the great thing about what me and Kim are doing on stage. When we on stage together, we're so good together.
Honest. Yeah, honest.
And it's really great because, like, Kim, wherever I go, Kim can go with me. And well,
y'all go see the light-skinned Hitler and the one that got away. Please.
That's right.
The one that got away.
We got, we got five shows.
And don't quit.
7:30 tonight. 7:30 and 10:15 on Friday and Saturday.
Hey, Kim.
And happy belated happy belated birthday, Kim.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody come out to the Cleveland Improv, please. We
love
need
you. Love you.
Tell your daddy I said hi, Kim.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
She's not comfortable. She's not comfortable with that.
The one that got away, Jay.
And the light-skinned Hitler. Together, baby.
Thank God she got away. Saved her.
Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.